Okay. David is calling from Atlanta. David, thanks for holding on. I admire your perversity, probably. But anyway, David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, David.
Have you ever heard the phrase that freedom isn't free?
No, I've never heard that.
Freedom doesn't come free, man. Somebody's got to die in order for people to live free.
Well, what the hell are you doing alive?
Well, your melodrama about...
No, wait a second. If that's true, why aren't you dead? You don't respect freedom. What are you, a communist?
No, I'm not a soldier.
Well, the soldier, that doesn't mean anything. What about the 100,000 Iraqi civilians that have died? You're a hypocrite and you're a coward, David.
What about 3,000 people that died here on 9/11?
Iraq had nothing to do with that.
Man, listen, all those people over there dancing in the streets and our people dying in the World Trade Center. Let me tell you something, buddy. What do you want?
I'm not your buddy, David. Don't call me your buddy.
What do you want them to do? They start crying or something?
What?
What do you expect Bush to do? Just start crying in the press?
What are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about the soldiers who got killed. They're soldiers.
Can you get the rag out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying?
Listen, what do you want Bush to do today? Start crying or something?
About what?
About the soldiers who got killed. You're talking about he didn't say nothing about them. What are you supposed to do?
Well, you're the one that said freedom isn't free. Why are you dead?
What? Man, let me tell you.
Why aren't you dead, you hypocrite? You're sucking up somebody else's blood. Somebody else died to keep your worthless ass alive. Why aren't you dead?
Bush said he's bringing elections.
Why aren't you dead?
They got elections.
Hey, call me when you're dead. Why aren't you dead, David?
What the hell do you mean? I'm not a soldier, man.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. Freedom isn't free.
What do you feel when you see your flag? When you see your
freedom
flag,
isn't free, David. Oh, David, freedom isn't
why
free.
Why do you still live here, man? Why
what?
Do you still live here if you hate the country so much? Why do you still live here?
I love the country. You're the one that hates it. You won't die for it.
But you talk about the president like he's nothing.
Oh, he's worse than nothing. He's a pig. He's a giggling killer.
Man, they ought to investigate you, man.
They have many times, David. What else you got to say?
I just think that last night you were saying Bush was a liar, and he didn't say nothing that was true. He said he's going to bring elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
What?
So there. He said he's bringing elections to Iraqi people. They're having elections this Sunday.
You think those are elections they're having?
Well, what do you call them? They're having elections.
A farce? A joke? I don't call them elections. Don't you know that 80% of the country of Iraq, it's not safe to go vote?
Man, let me tell you something.
Tell me something, David.
They're having elections, okay? They freed 25 million people. I guess if you had it your way, we have gays running the streets.
I would, David. As a matter of fact, you look pretty good to me. You want to get together a little bit later? Huh?
Yeah, Saddam Hussein's still in power.
Let me ask you something, David. David, let me see if I can penetrate your massive ignorance. If Bush said he's going to bomb Iraq, and he bombs Iraq, that's not a lie, but it's wrong, right? If he says he's going to eat a ham sandwich, and he does not, and he does, he's not a liar, but it doesn't matter. So if he says he's going to have elections, and he forces them on these Shiites, does that mean it's really an election, David?
Okay, Mr. Democrat Liberal, what do you want to see? You want to put Saddam back in power? You want to put Saddam back over there? Huh? Is that what you want? You want those people living under Saddam Hussein again? Huh?
Well, that's not a bad idea. What do you want to do?
I think we ought to do what we're doing, man.
What's that, man?
Which is get those guys out of power and get free elections over there.
Yeah? And how do we get the free elections, David?
By the way that we're doing it now, man.
What, kill everybody?
Not killing everybody.
We've killed 100,000 of them. How many do we have to kill before they can have their free elections, David?
Would you go over there and count them?
You half-wit. Take this guy out. David, go away. You jerk. Jesus. And the guy called from Atlanta? See, this is where we live. This is where Kathy and I and my baby live. Amidst this kind of muck. Well, if you want to hear a typical Bush supporter, there he was. That was it. That's what put Bush in office, if the freak voted. But it's that mentality that put Bush there. But you all know that.